got two follow-ups here, or two stragglers on a tweet bag.
Tweet bag part duh.
It'll take a couple minutes. Because we got to get to Josh's top five today, which is going to be confusing.
probably.
We'll explain that in a second. Cody tweeted in. He said, since the Northwestern game is the first game and not the last, shouldn't we call it the Daytona 500 and not the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
And good. He actually used the hashtag tweetbag.
Good take, actually.
That's what we need to perpetuate that for the next 2 months. This game is huge. It's like Nebraska's Daytona 500 and Northwestern's Daytona 500. We'll get to that a little bit more, by the way, in the 1 o'clock hour, and we'll have a chance to perpetuate it even more. Yes, I like that, Cody. Let's change it. This is like their Super Bowl. No, this is like their Daytona 500. Because the season, like it or not, and you might not like it afterwards, you might, it does keep going after that. And they have a game the very next week, right back here in Lincoln, not here, back in Lincoln, against North Dakota, which is odd. I thought when they scheduled that game, they were, you know, or when they moved the Ireland game, I thought the North Dakota game was going to be out. Well, they kept it.
Because
that was the whole
fun.
Deal. That was the whole deal with last year. They had to get that bye week, so they moved a game out, and they ended up playing like... They were going to play... What happened with that?
Yeah, when NFL teams play overseas, they give them
the bye week off. Yeah.
So I thought, they're playing week zero. Okay, they will play week one.
They were not... Okay, the Illinois game was originally supposed... No, I got it right. The Illinois game was originally supposed to be in Ireland, and they were going to have a bye week the next week. And it was going to be all set up last year, 2021. But then they couldn't go over. They weren't sure about going over because of the pandemic, so they played it in Champaign, and they were like, well, we don't need a bye week anymore. Let's play Fordham. And that's what they did. And then that one guy had 50,000 tackles. Okay, and then there was a second question that we left over from the tweet bag.
Which movie death gutted you the most?
Easy answer. G Baby from Hardball. Worst pain I've ever experienced.
You know, that's not a bad answer, actually. It was a little surprising. It was
a little
sad. Very, very sad.
It panned over to him and you're like,
no. Whoa, oh, my. No.
What does he look like? Like, at first you couldn't tell that he had been shot. Mm-hmm. This is all spoiler alerts, by the way. At first you couldn't even tell that he had been shot. He looked like he was sitting there. And then they like opened up his shirt or something like that. And he had little G Baby had a hole in him.
Mm-hmm. He sure did.
That was terrible. I love that movie.
It's a really good movie. My wife's go-to answer on this is Macaulay Culkin and My Girl.
I don't know what that is.
Again, spoiler alert. We should probably say spoiler alert before we spoil the movie. But
Macaulay Culkin dies?
Yeah, in My Girl. He gets stung by a bee, but he's allergic.
Oh, all right. And yours is?
I'm going to go off the board. I'm going to say Bing Bong from Inside Out.
Bing Bong?
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong. Not that, not like the Knicks, right?
No, not the Knicks thing.
Okay.
That died, and we were all happy to see it.
Well, we'll see when Jalen Brunson signs for the max contract this summer. Maybe Bing Bong will be back.
Travis texts in, I've spent years trying to get over G-Baby's death. Thanks a lot, Connor.
I'm sorry to remind you, G-Baby's still dead. But that was horrible. That's one of the, you know, seminal movies of my childhood, and to watch G-Baby die every time, it was so shocking the first time. Yeah, so I don't think I'm over it, really. All right, that was the stragglers on the tweet bag, mm-hmm. which we're happy to continue playing into the future. We'll do it next week. So save up your dumbest questions until then. Josh's top five next. Okay, so Josh told me his top five. Before the show, and he said top five, just recite this to me.
I believe I said top five bad starts to a Hall of Fame career.
Bad starts to a Hall of Fame career.
This is specifically baseball.
And I asked, are we grading them on how bad the start was or how good the career was? And he said,
how good the Hall of Fame career was.
And I said, okay, well, the top five is actually, Stickler, the top five is actually top five best players who had horrible starts to their career. This is in honor of what, by the way?
This is in honor of your boy Vinny going 0 for yesterday.
Hey.
0 for 4?
Hey. Yes. He hit that ball. He went up there hacking in the first inning, and I believe the exit velocity of his first batted ball, which was his first swing, which was on the first pitch last night, 109 miles an hour. He ate into a double play. Vinny's going to be okay.
Yeah, and I'm trying to...
Maybe he'll be a Hall of Famer.
I'm trying to encourage you and other Royals fans by saying, hey, you know what? Your guy went 0 for 4 yesterday. That's okay. A lot of Hall of Famers have had similar starts to a career. I'm going to lift you up.
We'll do that next here on 1620 The Zone.